This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Christmas, everyone.
It's time for your boys. We back the dissect. DJ's in the building with your boy DJ MC. Jag. And of course, Steezy.
A Merry Christmas to all our dissectees out there. I've never called any of our fans that before, and I don't know if I'm going to keep doing it again, but it felt right this time because I guess we're just in the Christmas spirit. I mean, look at us.
As well as we are the DJs that like to
spin it, mix it, throw it back, and dissect it.
Dissect DJs. Good to see you. Merry Christmas. Hope everyone had a fantastic 2025. I know some of us had good one. Some of us had bad one. We had our ups. We had our downs. Hey, that's what the new year is all about.
That's why.
That's what Christmas is all about.
Part of the joy of Christmas season is you could celebrate what you enjoyed about the year, or you could be like, this year sucked. And you know what? I'm happy it's coming to an end. Let's get into this next bitch and have a party there, you know? Let's start anew.
And with that said, what would you say? Would you say this year was a get the fuck out of here year? Or would you say this year is a I loved it?
I'm ready to get to 2026.
Yeah.
Sorry. I can see that.
My 2025 was good. I feel like it was. This year was kind of one of those years that was just a year. It really didn't stand out for me. Some years are like that. Some years are a little.
It was just a year.
It was just a year.
You
a year.
Live enough, you have those years that you're like, I might not remember it that much, but yeah. It was all right. I lived through it. I was there then, and I'm here now.
I like that.
And we're moving towards the future. So, in honor of our annual Christmas episode, which we've tried to at least, I don't know. I know we used to do an annual episode for the Three Things About podcast, which is why I actually thought we had done this song before. But then I looked into our archives and I realized we've never actually dissected this song. We just used it as a intro with me, Jason, and Greg. We all sang this intro for one of our Three Things About Christmas episodes.
And I remember I was unable to be at that episode because I had jalapeno poppers and my stomach was on fire.
Which is why I remember the words we said is, this year, Justino's not here. Must have been jalapenos.
And it was. If you've ever had some, extraordinary...
We don't need to get into it.
Okay.
The song that we're choosing to celebrate Christmas this year is Wham, Last Christmas.
Last Christmas. Do you remember Last Christmas?
Yeah, you do.
I kind of don't. I hate that about life. You know, sometimes life goes through you like, wait, it was only 1 year ago. You know what Christmas I remember? Is when I was about 7 years old, and I was so happy because it was Christmas. And I went to go wake up my sister, who my sister's 5 years older than me, right? So I'm seven, she's 12. And I don't know if you've seen girls or boys at the age of 12 to 13, but they are absolute assholes. So I was like, NeNe, it's Christmas. And she was like, get out of here. I don't care.
That age demographic, I totally see this.
She said, like, that. I don't care. And I was like, when is Christmas?
No, I get it. You're an annoying little kid at that point who's way overexcited about Christmas. She's at the age now where she's like becoming a teenager.
And she
she's
found
like,
out Santa's not a real.
I don't get that excited about Christmas anymore. And your enthusiasm is actually annoying.
Excessive, right? My mama came in like, you need to be happy about Christmas. And they got in the biggest 5-minute fight. And I was crying.
Just because of that? You soft, bro. You told me you had this bad memory of Christmas and that was it. She was cool at that point. She was 12. She got other shit to do than like get all like jump on the bed about being excited for Christmas.
I kind of teared up right now, to be honest. I went back to being 7, mm-hmm. you know? I put myself there and I kind of cried. Let me clear up. Stop being a bitch.
We talked in the Halloween episode about what age was best for Halloween, and I feel like it kind of matches what age is best for Christmas. Because like the same age that like trick-or-treating hits the best, Christmas hits the best because you're legitimately excited about like Santa Claus, the magic that you actually legitimately believe in with Christmas.
It's all about your consciousness has not actually developed yet. So you're not really conscious of the world. You kind of have this imaginary thought. And so everything that's imaginary is still possible. The Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, and of course, big old Santa coming down the chimney, of which I was always confused by because my apartment that I lived in growing up didn't have a chimney. So I was like, how is he getting in this place? But somehow the milk was gone and the cookies were eaten.
Who could have done that?
Yeah.
The realistic thing about it is like there was like the signs were there all over the place, but we just chose to ignore them because we were just like happy children. We wanted to be in the magic.
Well, I didn't want to. I just was in the magic thinking everything was.
You're just excited to do it. This is what all the adults have told me. So like, why would I have reason to disregard that? Which began Justin's life of having trust issues and always questioning everything.
Let me tell you, I question everything. Well, I guess we're going off topic. Wham, Last Christmas?
A 1984 classic. I would like to present a specific question about this song that we are dissecting today.
Okay.
So I will present a question at the beginning of the episode, and then we will determine at the end of it. I'd say when we do our slaps and snaps, it's a good time to like kind of decide.
I like it.
Let's answer the question that
changing
we started
things
in the beginning.
Up, 150 episodes
what
in.
What have we learned here today? Basically, that's what I want to do. One, is this song a happy song or a sad song? Two, is this a genuine Christmas classic? And now I have subcategories for this, okay?
I like it.
For what I determine to be a true Christmas classic.
And three? Do you have a third one? Because usually things come in threes or just have the two.
I do have a third, but okay. I said I had subcategories. So like, let me read off the subcategories.
Oh, you're back on two. Okay.
Come. I'm still on two.
Got it.
What makes a true Christmas classic?
That's a detailed. I don't know if I'm going to be able to help with that.
I kept it easy for you.
All right.
Does it feel like the true Christmas aura? When you feel it, when you hear it, does it have like that spiritual, like, and when you say spiritual and we're talking about Christmas, it almost like gets like muddied up because you're like, oh, does it make you think of like church and stuff? I'm like, no, I'm not talking. Does the sound of it feel like that like kind of winter wonderland feel? Does it feel like a song that you're like, oh yeah,
got it.
Feels like Christmas. Is the song actually kind of grating? Because the true fact is a lot of these Christmas songs that get trotted out every year, actually kind of an annoying song. I want it to not be that because those songs are going to get played and people will call them classics. But for me, a true Christmas classic is like what I want to hear at a Christmas party. So like the Alvin and the Chipmunks Christmas.
You want to hear Alvin and Chipmunks?
No, I'm labeling things that I don't want to hear. During
got
Christmas.
It.
But
like,
you're
going like,
to hear.
I don't want to hear that.
We dissected that song a few years ago, actually. And
yeah.
We,
terribly annoying.
If you're a big fan of Alvin and the Chipmunks, maybe don't listen to it. But
because we hate it.
If you want to shit all over it, hey, join us with that because that's what happened. Have you ever heard like a very Christmas song in like July and it just fucking hits you horribly wrong?
It pissed you off. It almost like irritated you damn near beyond belief. Yes.
I actually have an ex-girlfriend that used to love Christmas music so much. She would literally put it on in like June. I would just be like, can you turn, like, I'm never one to be like, can you turn that music up? But like hearing I'll Be Home for Christmas in like the middle of June, like, is just disorienting. I'd be
it
like,
is.
What are you?
However, I have DJ'd a party halfway till Christmas party. So it is.
All right. June. Well, if it's a theme, then I'm okay with it. But all like,
right, well, I'm just telling you.
If it's just awesome, like your because
we were
music.
In June and it was like Christmas. It was nothing but Christmas. Everybody just had Christmas and Santas because it was halfway till Christmas. And it was like, oh, I like this idea. This is cool. The Christmas party in June. What?
I'm okay with it if it's like the theme of the party. Yeah. But if it's like just your music that you listen to while like cleaning the house. I don't know. That's just gonna. There's certain Christmas songs.
You pissed
that's
me
like,
off right now.
I got 1 month.
You
that
pissed
I'm
me
happy.
Off right now. I just want you to know.
What did I do?
Fucking Christmas music in July for cleaning up the house.
Yeah, yeah.
I got irritated thinking about it right now.
Dude, I used to deal with this like on a daily basis. Oh, I'm not goodness. Even joking. Like it was her go-to music to listen to, and it was disorienting. Is the only word I could use. So that's what I want to have answered by the end of this, but. Saying that we've gone too long without hearing Wham sing it, so George!
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away.
I will say that little ding, 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 ding really makes it Christmassy. Can we just agree with that? Like that little
the bells in the song,
the intermissions, hit. The intermissions of the song really give this a Christmas like ding, ding, ding.
Absolutely,
I love that shit.
George Michael and Andrew Ridgely. I just remembered that.
Oh, okay, that's the.
So obviously everybody remembers Wham. They remember that that's George Michael, but they always forget that Andrew Ridgely was the other guy.
Nobody knows him.
He must have had like such a tough rap because like I remember even recently watching an old SNL episode from like the 80s. It was like a Dennis Miller on the Weekend Update desk, and he was like, "Here's how cold it is," and he was making a bunch of jokes about like how cold thing. And like the second last one was like Andrew Ridgely's career, and I'm like, "Dude, what a fucking cold joke!" Like, let's think of Andrew Ridgely for a second. Okay, everybody knew that George Michael was a star, so you ended up in this group with George Michael, who's clearly gonna be like a big star, and he. So that was why Wham ended up being so successful. But like, just because he goes on to great success on his own, like, doesn't mean like you have to be like shit on as some failure of the industry. Like, oh, who remembers Andrew Ridgely?
You know what would suck is if like, you know, George Michael got his career going. He had faith, gotta have faith, and all that shit, right? And out of nowhere, what if he had like a concert? And he was like, you know what? And with that, I'm going to bring out my boy George Ridgely or whatever the fuck you say.
Andrew Ridgely.
Yeah. Andrew Ridgely. Come on out, Andrew. And Andrew comes out like, last Christmas. And they sing a song. And he's like, okay, and cool, get off.
I mean, basically.
I got other songs I'm going to sing right now. And he was like, all right, thanks.
Okay, so from a modern sense, what we're basically describing is basically like Justin Timberlake and everybody in NSYNC.
Everybody in NSYNC.
Yeah. Yes. So it's basically the same thing where Absolutely. It's like, you know.
Bobby Brown. And the rest of...
Belle Biv DeVoe was a fucking...
The other two, nobody knows the other two.
What are you talking about? Belle Biv DeVoe were a huge success.
Nobody knows the other two.
Yes.
Now, the other two did
Michael
not become...
Michael Bivins?
We're going to fight right now, dude.
Dude, Belle Biv DeVoe became like a huge group.
I don't know any of the other two. All I know is
that
Bobby.
That girl is poison.
Yeah, I know them.
Yeah, it's Belle Biv DeVoe.
What did the other two do? Is what
You're
I'm trying to say.
Two of them got cut off outside.
Then Bobby Brown took off, and the other two were just like, I'm just going to poison.
So you're saying three of them were Belle Biv DeVoe, and
one made it.
Belle Biv DeVoe was a huge group. We're going to fight about that. I strongly disagree.
So was
they
Wham.
Did very
so
well.
Was Wham.
Yeah,
and then one made it.
No.
Is my point.
Dude.
I'm making a great point here. And
I don't think you understand
you know
the
what?
Point
I'm
making.
Fight. I'm going to come. I'm going to Christmas fight you right now. I'm going to Grinch you.
New Edition kicks out Bobby Brown, and they start a new group called Belle Biv DeVoe. Bobby Brown goes off. He has a great, successful career himself.
And
they both
the
did
two?
Fine. They both Belle Biv DeVoe was great. They had a great career.
What other song do they do?
I can't think off the top of my head about it.
I win. I won that one, guys.
Everybody knows Belle Biv DeVoe. I actually have heard
Everybody
multiple
knows
other
wham.
Songs.
Everybody
I just
knows Wham. I mean, I'm not going to win this one. I won this one. So, Merry Christmas to me.
Can we get into lyrics?
Sure.
All right, I pulled them up.
Yeah, because in all honesty, let's talk about that. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, right? Yeah, you're gonna read them. What this means. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, she gave it away. That's fucked up. They must have, like, you think they probably, I've had that though. Where you ever had that night?
How does that happen?
You ever had that night where you're like, you're in love with somebody, you guys are having a great night, and then the next day they both wake up like, okay, I have my boyfriend over here though. Like, that was just one night. Like,
I actually have another Christmas party to go to, and this guy invited me, so. Which also makes you wonder, like, okay, did this guy just overthink what this Christmas 100%. Was? Like, maybe
100%.
Maybe he was just, like, thinking that there's a lot going on with this because she hung out with him for, like, a Christmas party, and then she was like, all right, but she got a guy I'm kind of seeing, and he's like, you gave my heart away? I gave you my heart!
And she's like, he's just like,
yo, I just gave you a pity makeout during that Christmas party. Like, I was
drunk. Yeah, exactly.
Got my own thing going on over here.
And then it's this year. What's the rest of it?
All right, let me.
You ever got the? I thought you had the lyric.
I did. I pulled it up. Let's look. Actually, look at it. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Yeah, you know what? This guy kind of sounds like a little desperate.
Yeah,
to me,
man, he's just trying to make her jealous. Like,
straight up.
Yeah. You called it.
All right. So remember, my first question is: this song happy or sad?
This is a sad ass song.
At the moment, it sounds like a sad song.
It's an extremely sad song.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see where because the video is very happy, and I will say the video supports my argument of the other question I wanted to ask is like, does this capture the Christmas winter aura? And they're like going through like the Alpine Ridge. It's got like a group of people like going up to Aspen. And you're like, we're going on a skiing trip together.
Yeah. It seems like super joyous. Let's
super 80s ski gear.
Let's check it out.
Very present in this video.
I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Well, it's been a year. It doesn't surprise me. Happy Christmas. I wrapped it up and said,
there was a lot going on there. Can you read the lyrics on that? Because I actually never really paid attention. And it sounds like he was like trying to make her feel guilty, and she didn't remember a thing. He was like, yeah, I don't remember that.
Is there a lot going on here that I don't know?
Yeah, give me the rest of those next lyrics.
All right, so we know the main lyrics. Once bitten and twice shy. I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Whoa, this is...
And she's like, not a and good she's start. Like, no.
That definitely indicates again? That this isn't like a relationship that went wrong. This was like a fling, maybe a one night thing.
I think it was a one night thing. It sounds like it was like they met, it was a good night, and then she was
and
like.
And this guy put way more stock in it than she more. Did. You know, she was like, yeah, I don't know. I think I got drunk at that Christmas party. Did we make
is
out?
That, is that who you were? Were you wearing that jacket
did
with
you
like green and
pull
red?
Me in with the mistletoe thing? God damn it. That's good. Fucking mistletoes. Good.
They get me every year.
Well, it's been a year. It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. So a year ago, she doesn't remember him. He's like, yeah, and of course you wouldn't remember me. It was a year ago.
He's like, it doesn't surprise me that you wouldn't remember me.
Yeah, this guy's, I don't
like
the way
guy's like, he says, Happy Christmas. I wrapped it up and sent it with a note saying, I love you. I meant it. Bruh, chill on your desperation right now.
Poor guy.
Now I know what a fool I've been. All right, good. So you're starting to figure it out.
At least he understands he's been simping.
Yeah, but I also feel like he's using this to further simp. You know the type, the one that's going to use like, I now realize what a fool I've been. And you're still using as a simp tool.
Oh, he's trying to play the crybaby game?
Yeah, you're trying to use the like pity me.
The pity game. Meh, I've seen it done. You know, it actually works, but man, is sometimes. It disappointing to watch.
Maybe.
It's frustrating Maybe. To watch from the outside perspective. You're like, ew, dude.
What dude, you, is that shit actually working on you
ew,
right now?
Ew, dude. You,
are That's
you,
even worse than when you let him hit with that fucking mistletoe game.
Are you man? Come on, man up.
I'm not done with the line, though.
Oh, go.
But if you kiss me now, I know you'd fool me again. This fool me sad.
So terrible. Sad. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
I feel like I could answer that first question already. This answer song it. Be sad, dude. This
song is sad. At least this for one party.
This is a fucking desperate.
At least for one guy in this video. My goodness, dude.
Yeah, you're right. That was just the first verse. By the way, that second verse, was that not George Michael? Was that what Andrew sounds like?
I think it might have been Andrew.
Yeah, you know what he sounds like? Remember when we did a Soul Decision week, like, years ago?
Yes.
He sounds like that one singer in Soul Decision, that which just, I think I remember calling that out at the time.
Nobody
like,
remembers him, singer kind of thing?
Yeah, but he just great voice. I liked it. Okay, so then let's go to verse two.
Okay.
A crowded room, friends with tired eyes. I'm hiding from you and your soul of ice. My God, I thought you were someone to rely on. This dude is a bitch, dude.
He put way too much into that one night, man.
He's such a fucking sad little sip, man. You made out with a girl like one time at a Christmas party like last year, and now like you're like, oh my God, she's back. I'm going to hide in a crowded room. Wait a second. Don't let her see me.
Yeah.
I'm not here. Hey, if Janet asks if I'm here, I'm not. Okay?
But if she really asks, I'm in the corner.
She can fool me again if she wants to, though. Okay, tell her I'm here. Tell her I'm here. But, like, don't make it obvious. But, like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to go over there and stand by her and just kind of lurk in the region. And she'll know what to do. She'll remember it all. We're going to fall in love all over again. Okay.
He had one mistletoe moment.
Man. You bitch. Okay.
Keep it going.
Oh, no, no, wait. I didn't finish that verse. Me? I guess I was a shoulder to cry on.
Oh, so she was like breaking up. So he got her when she was like breaking up with her man on Christmas. He took advantage of that. Probably made out with her. And then thought it was going to be something when she was just.
That's worse than mistletoe game.
Oh, this is so bad. Poor Whammy.
Whammy's a good name.
Whammy.
Whammy's a good nickname for this random character that we've now centered the plot around. Okay. A face on a lover with a fire in his heart. That's just a fucking stupid thing to say. I'm sorry.
He's
nobody trying, speaks like that.
Well,
Whammy.
He's trying to knock the guy down.
Nobody talks like
Not
that.
Knowing they have a 2-year relationship and she's locked in with him. They just had a bad argument and he's trying to take advantage of that. This has happened. Watch out for these guys, ladies and gentlemen. They're out there.
I'll do you a favor, Whammy. I'm going to read that again and see if it sounds a little bit
it
cooler
won't
to
go.
Me. A face on a lover with a fire in his heart. Oh, there's another line.
Oh.
A man undercover, but you tore him apart.
This is a shady individual who took advantage of a young lady who had an argument with her man and used his as a shoulder to cry on. They possibly made out that night, and he was like, she's mine.
At most. She's I'm going to say
yeah,
most.
They may not have made out, right? I'm almost putting
I don't even
X's.
Know that. He just literally said yeah, that shoulder to
I
cry
think,
on.
I think it may have just been her crying on his shoulder.
He might have like, just got like a hug out of the situation. He's like, oh my God, I'm so in love.
I'm in. I'm in.
In. But then the last line of that verse might even be the lamest of all.
How?
Now I found a real love. Never fooled again. What are the odds?
Well, at least he learned from the situation.
I don't think so.
No?
He's like, now I found a real love. This girl I met at this year's party, she asked me how my day was. She asked me if I'm enjoying the Christmas spirit right now.
And guess what?
I'm and then she now. Touched my leg.
And we're getting married next Thursday. Yeah, exactly. This guy is extreme with his feelings.
1,000.
Sipping.
Thank you.
feel like we're completely correct on our synopsis of this whole situation.
Yeah.
This is what Dissect DJs do. We break it down and we...
This is what the dissect.
We completely dissect and figure out exactly what's happening in each track. And ladies and gentlemen, we got this one down packed.
I believe it, because you usually would hear this song at a Christmas party. You'd be like, oh, it's a sweet song about love. A man who dealt with heartbreak by some harlot that took his heart and then just cheated on him the next day. Didn't even appreciate everything he did for her. And now we look at a lyrics tight and we're like, oh, this fool's just a simp. He just didn't fucking know. He didn't know how to deal with a girl like brushing his leg and asking him how his Christmas was going. That's what.
According to the video, it seems like they had a day together. Like they were hanging out and it was just somebody random.
So
it sounds
the video,
like they had one day.
The video goes for a totally different vibe, but really it's like a group of friends going to like the mountains.
It almost seems like, you know, remember the scene from Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah, where, exactly. Aspen, yeah.
Yeah, Aspen, where the, not Lloyd, but the other one, Harry, right? They had the snowballs, and they're like throwing it at each other. And
there were snowball fights going on and stuff.
Yeah, he slams her in the face and gets all pissed off. Like, they're having a moment.
Yeah, they're doing snowball fights. They got in a gondola. There was that one shot of like George Michael and a girl like hanging by the fire, like perfectly
framed.
It was
all part of that one day they had.
And he gave her like a pin. He put like a pin on her like beanie or whatever. And then they had like a long shot where it was just showing the beanie. Like I could see like, oh, let's show a little quick shot of it. But it stayed on frame
solid
and like did a long
seconds.
Fade out. Yeah, yeah, for like 7 seconds.
Yeah.
Think about that in music video time.
That's a
it's like 6% of the video.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
By the way, we didn't really discuss our holiday garb that we brought to the table.
I mean, I'm clearly...
You've got that one ready to go at any Christmas party.
Shows I'm ready to party.
It's like a reindeer, Christmas tree, snowflake combo.
Yeah, it's the perfect...
It's almost got a little bit of Kwanzaa feel to it, if you wanted
all
to.
All the above. All the above.
It's
anything
a leopard print hat. He's got all the colors.
I got
covered.
Cheetah randomly on my...
Right?
I don't even know what to do with that, but yes.
Yeah. This, I feel like my hoodie confuses people when they see that. This is...
Is that just a dude in a Christmas outfit with shorts? Like, I've never even seen.
So this is my man, Nate Burleson, who I used to work with at NFL.
Oh, Nate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ex-football player, right?
He's gone on to do awesome things at CBS. But when I used to work at the NFL Network, he worked there. And he made some merch for himself. The key with it, with this, is he's got the shorts. And that was like his look. I don't know if he still does it, but back then, like, it'd be like the Super Bowl and they do like a red carpet thing. And he would always like wear a suit with shorts. And I'll tell you, he made it actually look good. I've seen people not be able to pull that off.
Sure.
He's the only guy I've ever seen that I was like, on Nate, it looks good.
Looks good on
he like makes it work. So, yeah, this is, he hooked me up with this hoodie. And it's like, I don't have a whole lot of Christmas gear to wear. So
it's a good one.
Throw it on. And you know what? It also keeps me cozy as so if I was hanging out with the Wham boys up in the mountains.
It's not as crazy as my outfit. My
yeah, but that's our
a little
thing.
Outlandish.
You like to go a little bit extra.
That's who I am.
Extra step outlandish, you know what I mean? You could pull that coat off a lot better than I can.
Can I tell you one of my worst Christmases?
Absolutely.
I already said to my sister, Nene.
I thought that was your worst Christmas ever.
That was one of the worst.
Your sister didn't want to hang out with you.
I got one other one.
It was probably like early in the morning when you did that shit, too. It was like...
Oh, it was like 6 a.m.
Oh,
it was time
fuck
to wake
that,
up.
That, dude. I'm on Nene's side now, dude. Get out of my room.
Okay, my other one. You know, I come from a separated family where I have a stepmom, right? And I didn't really like my stepmom. I didn't really like her. Whatever. I didn't like her. Okay? And I'm in there, and it's Christmas, and I'm like being sneaky because it's at that age where you're like trying to figure things out. I'm like 11, right? I'm like, what is this?
Sneaky.
And I look in the room real quick, and I see her wrapping gifts. And I'm like, oh, shit. But I saw the exact gift she wrapped. And I was like, okay, I saw that gift. The next morning, I wake up, and that gift is sitting there. I'm like, wait a minute, dude. That gift, I saw her wrapping it, so therefore that's from Mary. I go up to the gift, and guess who it's from? It's from Santa.
Yeah.
And that was the day I realized.
Oh, that's how you figured that shit out?
That's how I realized. I was like, I was heartbroken. I was like, Santa's not real. My stupid stepmom is Santa, and I hate her.
Wow.
I hated her. She's cool now.
Dude, she hooked you up with a present.
Yeah, whatever.
And you were like, we're spying on her.
I always liked that when I think it was my mom or somebody used to put Santa, but really bought by me. Like, it was like, oh, yeah, don't forget the emphasis is on who.
Something I've learned as I got older is like how much Christmas actually like depends on, it's all the parents. So like we grow up with this visual of like what Christmas is supposed to look like. And, you know, I was fortunate. Sounds like you were fortunate enough to like kind of grow up with that look. Like I would get a Christmas tree at Christmas. We'd have a Christmas tree. I'd wake up on Christmas morning and there were presents there and we'd have stockings hung and it was great. But there's got to be a bunch of parents out there that are just like,
over it. I did this last year, dude.
This year. I'm not getting a fucking Christmas tree, dude. I was like,
so much work.
Yeah, like I'm not doing the whole Christmas thing. And you just kind of got to be like, I guess, all right, I guess Christmas. Like the parents, like my mom made like Christmas happen. They do it completely unselfishly because then they give all the credit to this fictional guy who just like,
Santa got me this gift.
And I'm like, Santa!
You didn't give me shit, Mom. Santa got it for me. It's like,
oh, no. You were talking about good Christmas. I still remember like when I was, I don't know, like 7 or 8. When Sega Genesis had like first come out.
Oh, and Santa got you that?
We got a Sega Genesis, like me and my brothers, and from Santa? So hyped. Yeah, it was from Santa. Santa got all the cred. And guess what? That was one of my favorite gifts ever because that was like the second iteration of video games that ever happened. So think about that, all you gamers out there. That. Like up until that point in like my life,
I never got Sega.
We had had like Nintendo and that was like what we knew as video games. And then for the first time ever, they're like, there's another version of video games and this one is dope.
And it was.
This one has Street Fighter.
Sonic.
And we all knew Street Fighter as that awesome arcade game. Like, dude, you could play Street Fighter at home? Are you shitting me?
Yeah, it was crazy.
That sounds amazing.
And then Sonic was its own world too on Sega Genesis. It was like, what is this world? Yeah, I remember.
I think that was like the most excited I ever was for like getting a gift. As I was like, dude, we're gonna have Sega here. Are you shitting me?
And Santa was the reason. It was not your mom or parents that they actually bought it. Yeah, I got you.
Fuck Santa, man. It was all.
Yeah, fuck Santa.
Took all the credit for that. No, like,
I have a feeling when
my
I have
mom
kids,
and dad hooked
when
that
I have
up.
Kids, I'm gonna be like, Santa's cool, but I bought you that shit. Okay, that's
but let's not, be real.
Let's be real. I got it.
I'm gonna break your spirit early.
Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna break. Okay? I think I am. I told my girl like, we have kids. I'm breaking that shit. Tooth Fairy's gonna be like, yeah, the Tooth Fairy came, but he told me to pay, so I paid. Like, I'm gonna make sure I put the emphasis on the parenting. I'm going to do that. I'm too practical. And also, I got to be honest, the heartbreak that happened to me when I found out Santa wasn't real and I felt like I was lied to for like all my life really hit me wrong. So I don't want to lie to my kids.
How old are you?
When that happened, I was like 11 already, dude. I was old when I found out Santa wasn't real. I believed. I was one of those like, no, he's fucking real. I see the gifts. Santa comes. Like a kid once hit me. He was like, does he come down your chimney? I was like, I don't have a chimney. He comes through the front door. We hook him up. We leave
the
door.
We have a special deal arranged with Santa.
The cookies are always eaten. The milk's always gone. Santa's real. Like, I believed. I was a strong believer. And then so it really broke my – I remember being like – again, as you said earlier, trust issues started here. Not knowing that Santa was not real. And it was like, wait, my parents have been lying to me. Therefore, they lied to me. Therefore – fuck them.
What else have they been lying
especially
to me about?
Especially my stepmom.
Well, this is interesting when we start bringing psychology into it because...
I'm serious.
Because here's how it went with me. Is sort of the opposite. Is like, yeah, I always got told like, yeah, Santa, you know, Santa this and that. And you always wanted to believe in everything. And I was like 8. I think I remember like, I just kind of was like asking my mom, I'm like, hey, can you like, let's be real. Like, so is Santa real? Like, what's going on? And I was expecting her to just kind of like keep going, even though, you know, I had my suspicions by that age, of course.
Sure.
And she was just like straight up with me. She was like, no, he's not.
I'm telling you, parents, be careful with this. Don't hold this too long because it really does lead to a little bit of doubt of trust with you. And
at
I know
the moment,
I
was devastated. I was like, wow, all right, I guess I'll go to bed now. And I was like really sad. But I look back on it and I was like, I gave her the out right there and she took it. I gave her the off ramp.
And
she's like, I don't have to fucking, like, he really wants to know?
That's a better way. Mine came,
from, I know, that's
mine came from a gift that I thought, and I caught him. Like, I caught him red-handed, and I was like, wait a minute, I know you're lying to me. So, be careful with this. Careful with all the fictional characters. Like, get out of it by 5 and be like, all right, we're not doing that. I bought you that shit. So, you get the credit. You're not lying to him. Just trust him. Trust me on this. It's a bad deal that parents do, and it really does lead to trust issues. I've had them all my life. I'm a lot better now, though.
Well, you don't have to, like...
No, you act like I'm kidding.
You don't need to go out of your way. I think my dad actually used to like walk on the roof sometimes when I was
kid. Oh, man, your dad went there.
I know, because like he would ask like the next morning, be like, did you hear Santa walking on the roof? And like I don't really recall whether I heard it. But the very fact that he like would say that suggests that maybe he made that effort. You know what I mean? I remember him one time pointing in the fireplace with like a shoe. It was probably his footprint. He's like, "Oh, you see that footprint right there?" So like,
oh, he went there.
Your he pulled some game with it. And those were the kind of things that like even as I got a little bit older, I mean, not like fucking 11 crazy. Like,
I was old. Maybe I wasn't 11.
It was like those little things that I was like, well, the decent conceptual idealization says, nah, this is all bullshit. How does this fat guy with a beard fly all around the world and get through everybody's chimney? Are you kidding me? What could be a harder way to enter everybody's house? Yeah, we did.
Okay, I didn't have.
But it was like, what could be a harder way to enter everybody's house than that? Like, the story is insane.
Especially with the weight problem. Like, there was no way. Anyway, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but then there would be like those little moments like, yeah, but I saw this footprint one time. And my dad said it wasn't his, so like,
I remember running out to see. I remember Santa, so my family used to have a Christmas Eve party.
Explain that then. Explain that.
Yeah.
I'd like say that to my classmates in like kindergarten. I'd be like, and dude. What?
Real quick.
Then where did that footprint in my fireplace come from then?
Tell me.
It was facing that way.
Remember the time you ate my goldfish and you lied to me and said I never had any goldfish? But why'd I have the bowl, Bart? Why did I have the bowl?
Every Christmas Eve, Santa would show up at the Christmas Eve party and would give out a gift. Oh, another bad memory. So check this out. Santa comes every Christmas Eve, right? And he gives gifts to everyone. All the kids get gifts, and I'm waiting for my gift. I'm waiting, right? Every kid gets a gift. Guess who doesn't get a gift? Didn't get a gift. Santa leaves.
Were you naughty that year?
No. Santa leaves. And I was like, I didn't get a gift. My mom has to remind Santa. He has to come back. And he's like, oh, yeah, I got your gift. They forgot to put my gift in the fake Santa gift. Damn. And then and he was like, and I was like, fucking forgot about me.
Slaps and snaps.
Wait a minute. Before we get into that, if I was DJing this song,
yeah.
This is the remix that I would actually throw
in. Let's hear a remix. I'm ready for that.
This is my favorite part. Here we go. Yeah. Come on. DJ, come on.
Yo, that one rode.
It goes, right?
That one rides, dude.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
Right. I like that one, dude.
All right, hits. Well played. I will throw that in the club. Everybody will get down, and then I'll go into big booty holes, and just really throw it off. But anyways.
Actually, funny story about the idea of like mixing this song. I don't know if you remember this, but George Michael actually passed away on Christmas Eve in 2016.
I did not know this.
I remember this because my brother was DJing Christmas Eve. He comes back and he tells me this story where he was DJing that song and somebody said to him like, thanks for playing that song like in memory of George Michael. It's so sad he just died today. And he's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, George Michael just died like an hour ago. And that was like how he found out. And he was like already playing the song.
Now that's DJ intuition right there.
Yeah.
Give my brother credit.
Exactly.
By the way, his brother and I are significantly different DJs, but have been DJing almost equally as long, like I think.
Yeah.
And it's incredible. I've never seen him. He's never seen me. We've never talked.
Both very skilled DJs.
And both very different. Okay. It's a trip. But I love it.
But you both play the song. You play that remix version, though.
Oh, yeah. I would get down on that. I think I've done with all my negative memories of Christmas. Every other memory I've had is good, by the way. I know I had threw out a bunch of negativity as far as things that have happened to me, but all the other Christmases, the 17 other ones, actually, it's been like, all the other 37 have been fantastic, so.
You get four?
Merry Christmas.
I mean, I got a wild one that almost turned out really bad.
All right, finish one more, and then we'll go into
speed run through
snaps.
It.
Yeah, hit it.
I'd say, like, while I was still in college, came home one time.
Oh,
and,
shit, a college negative? All right, go. Oh, my God,
and it was one of those moments where, like, me and my little brother were, like, in much thanks to you, like, in a certain point in college, I was like, I kind of picked a little bit up of the ganja activity, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, and like we were talking and we were like, you get down on that too now? Like, yeah, all right.
Hey.
Let's go like have a little like break outside. So we end up going, my high school, Agora High School, they had this big hill that we called the A Hill because there was a giant cement A on the top.
I remember
of
that.
It. Yeah, we used to do like runs up there when I was on the wrestling team and stuff. We were like, let's go to the A Hill and like just like have a little bowl sesh up there. So we do that. And then while we're up there, and it was a cool like spot when you're up there because you could overlook the whole city. And then we're like, let's like walk around the school and kind of reminisce a little bit. So we do that. We're like walking around the football field and stuff, not knowing that apparently they had high alert systems that are aware when somebody's like walking through the school. We hear some sirens and stuff, but we don't think much of it. As we're walking back up the hill, he's a little ahead of me. And then I just hear, put your hands up now. And I hear another one go, if your friend runs, we will shoot. And I'm just, oh, yeah, we took the Frisbee. We took the Frisbee to the football field.
Such excessive.
So I walk up the hill, and I got a Frisbee in my hand because we had to take the Frisbee to, like, throw on the football field. I'm holding the Frisbee up, and there is, like, 13 cops, dude. Like, by the way, Agora has, like, no fucking crime happening, right? So they're, like,
man, 13.
You know the cops? You know the cops in Harold and Kumar? Yep. Those guys always reminded me of Agora Police. And I only remember that when I get back there and like the way they're so excited to like, they're like, we just heard that there's shots in the park. I'm going. Like they're so excited for any kind of thing.
Hey, listen up, guys. Multiple gunshots fired in Millbrook Park.
Finally, some action. I'm going.
No, I'm going.
Let's go, man.
Lock and load. Woo!
We made these guys day. He's like, drop the Frisbee or we will shoot.
They were doing, dude. They were messing with you guys so hard.
Oh, man. And they immediately like starts frisking me. He's like, where's the beat? Where's your weapons? Where's your drugs? And I'm like. And this is like the first time I remember like being frisked with that. Hard. And even though it was like actually my brother's weed, I was like, oh, I got some in the car. What is that? And
then you told like, him where it was.
I know. I was a rook, dude. But I just didn't want my brother to get in trouble. So I like copped up for it. And then like, of course, they found it. And like they throw us in the back seat. Me and my brother are in the back of a cop car, both with like cuffs on. And I'm just like, can I, mom, please not be woken up Christmas morning by being told like to her two sons are like in fucking jail. And I remember as we were back there, me and him were talking, and he's just like, man, this is the first time I've been in the back of a cop car with cuffs on. I'm like, yeah, me too, actually. And he's like, and I'm like, you know what? If this ends up working out, it's a pretty epic experience. And we gave one of these. We gave like the little,
you guys gave a pound while in cuffs?
Yeah, while in cuffs.
Classic, dude. Yeah.
And
how are you not going to say this story tonight? That if you weren't going to say this, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Got to say that. How are we not talking about this before? That's classic.
I don't know, man.
That's so funny.
Feels personal. I don't want to get too personal.
That's a good one. That's a good one. You had to say that one. I actually didn't know this about the castle. I've known him for fucking 20 years.
Yeah. I rarely tell this story.
That's a good one.
And I just remember the police, he like asked us a question, and I was like, I started to answer. I was like, well, we were just, and he's like, you are smoked out of your mind, dude. You don't even know what I'm talking about right now. Like, dude, those policemen sucked.
They were, it was Christmas. They probably had nothing, and they were like, oh, we got it.
Oh, dude, they were so hyped. I swear to God, we could hear
nothing,
them.
Dude.
While we were back there, and the car was closed, the door was closed, and I'm sitting back there, like, I swear I heard them all being like, yeehaw. We love you. We got some action tonight. Ah! Like we heard them, like all like patting in the back and like shouting about it.
Oh, they were.
It was fucking ridiculous. That's so yeah, they ended up not arresting us, but I got fucked pretty hard with it and had to go to court a bunch of times.
Oh,
and, like,
did
do
you?
A whole bunch of.
Oh no, shit! Yeah, community service and shit.
Yeah,
damn.
Community service.
I didn't know they were gonna do that to you.
No, I got fucked pretty hard with it, but you know, it was all right. Learning experience. I was happy my brother didn't have to do that. I was like, I'll do that.
You took it, huh?
That's kind of cool. But
you should put that in like a Christmas card, like, hey, I took it for you, by
the way. He knows.
He knows. He knows.
He was there.
He remembers.
But no, you know, you look back and I was like an epic spare. I was probably like 22 at that time and stuff. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. This is college too.
Yeah, I told you in college. Yeah.
I knew you here. That's why I forgot the beginning of that. I thought this for some reason I had you guys at 16 for some. I don't know.
No, no.
You didn't even start smoking till you were.
No, not till like I met you.
Crazy, man. There. Yeah.
So here you go. That's not a, that almost. It was a bad memory, but it could have been like a horrible memory. And like now I look back and I was like, eh, it's kind of an epic memory,
it's
I guess.
An epic memory.
Because I don't have to do the community service shit anymore and I don't have to pay any of the fines or go into the court hearings. I could look back at it and be like, you know, it was a classic. Classic bullshit. Classic Christmas bullshit. Who hasn't been? Who hasn't ended up in the back of a cop car on Christmas Eve before, huh? You've all been there, right?
That's so funny. Right? That's classic. All right. The Slaps and Snaps on Last Christmas by Wiwami. I'll go first. I got a...
Three and a snap,
which I feel like if I've gone through the 150 episodes, that's probably my most go-to rating because it's good. It's a classic, especially if done during Christmas. Now, if you hear this in June, it better be a Christmas in June party. If not, shut up, and I can't believe your girl used to do that to you. Air. Turn it off, right? Well, or even in early November. I hate when they play Christmas music. I hate when they play Christmas music too early. That shit pisses me off. But with that said, the story is a little bit ridiculous about a guy simping. Really paid attention to it this time as we talked. So good to know what the actual story. I always kind of sensed there was something going on because he was like, this year I gave it to someone special. I was like, oh, he must have broke her heart or something. But now I know. It was him with a girl that he thought he had it in with. And she was just like, no, it's just tonight. I got my man at home. And it's good to know that that's what the story. Slaps and snaps on your side.
Let me first answer the questions that we had.
Oh, I feel like you should slap a snap and then answer.
Should I?
Only because I passed it your way.
You're right. You're right. I don't want to break the rules on that.
There we go. Hey.
It was like a trickle of snaps like snowfall.
Very soft.
And three slaps. Yeah. Soft. I didn't want to be too aggressive with the snaps. Follows in the mid-range of like a regular song classic, but I do think that it is... I'll answer the question. I think it is a true Christmas classic. Why? Yes. Let's answer the questions I laid out before. Does it feel like it has the Christmas aura? Yeah. Yes, look at the video, and they have like this winter wonderland. They're in the snow in Aspen. They're all like hanging by the fireplace. Friends hanging out. They're like, they got the tinsel. Bunch of tinsel in this video and everything.
Lots of tinsel.
Look at that right there. They're putting it on. I feel like tinsel was a big thing in the 80s.
I haven't seen tinsel in a long time. You're right.
Tinsel had a run in the 80s.
It's a good word, too.
Yeah. Look at they're like throwing at each other and stuff. I keep showing this one girl with like the hair.
That's the girl.
She kind of has like Darlene from Roseanne hair. Oh, and also this guy shakes off snow. I meant to say that earlier. Like, I love it when... You can clearly tell it's like TV snow. Like the way the guy shook it off, it was like, that's like Hollywood snow. That's not how snow looks. It's actually a wet item. It's like ice. It doesn't just like shake off your head. You got to like push it off. I don't know. We don't know that much about snow.
We don't do snow often. I'd snowboard here and there, but.
It's another element of the whole Christmas memory that we bring. Like we grew up with this whole vision of like what Christmas was, and it was all like this snowy winter wonderland, and we just didn't have that.
I think I had a one day of Christmas in like 1992. Some reason, dude. You remember that? Like
I had one winter that was also spent with Christmas in the snow, and it was also 1992 because my grandma in Ohio actually passed away like a week before. My family went there. We went there. Well, because of it, I actually got to experience Christmas for like one time ever out in Ohio, and it was winter. And I remember I was like really wanting it to snow. And I remember my grandpa being like, didn't you say you wanted a white Christmas? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, look out the window. You got your wish. And like Christmas Eve, it started snowing. I was like, that, talk about happy Christmas memories. That one, put it on the top of the list. So that was it's funny that we were both out there that one year or in the snow. But for the most part, yeah, we just had normal. And as I got older, I was like, I think we got the right side of that because they deal with that shit the rest of winter. And
for the next 4 months.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
We have California Christmases, which is...
Yeah, we have our own.
Not way. Really winter. It's
no. They do sledding over at the beach here every... Yeah.
Do they really?
That's yeah. So, yeah, I think that this has the perfect Christmas aura. It's not too grating. It's so, like, a lot of those Christmas songs are very grating. And I would be okay hearing it the rest of the year, but like not a lot, and it would feel out of place. But it's not like if I heard Alvin and the Chipmunk Christmas in like May, I'd be like, turn this shit off now. This song still vibes.
No.
Still vibes. It's still a decent song. I
don't
want to
hear this shit other than late November and all of December. I don't want to hear it. So I disagree with you there. But
I'm saying it wouldn't be like completely out of the way. Like it's still a song that if it wasn't about Christmas, you could hear it on the radio and you'd be like, yeah, it's a song that would play on the radio. You know what I mean?
We disagree on that subject. Anyways,
you don't think this song plays if it wasn't about Christmas?
And not if it's not that last week of November after Thanksgiving and
because
all of December.
Because it has that Christmas aura to it, right?
That's it.
All right. Well, that's the first part of the question that I was asking.
Perfect.
And then the other question was, is it a happy song or a sad song? I think we landed on sad, right?
For sure, sad.
Pretty depressing-ass fucking story.
Poor guy. Yeah. He's just overthinking about the situation.
This is what happens when a guy, like, falls in love with, like, the first girl. Like, he never, like, kisses a girl until, like, he goes to college, and then he doesn't actually kiss a girl until he's, like, 20.
At a Christmas party.
Because of, like, a mistletoe, and then he's like, this is the result, man.
Yep. I want to hear this remix one more time before we get out of here, because it's dope. Let's get down. Merry Christmas, everybody!
Isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
For the first time ever in LA, the icons of FC Barcelona and Real Madrid take the pitch at BMO Stadium.
Ronaldinho, la pura magia!
Witness Ronaldinho and the FC Barcelona legends live in Los Angeles. Watch the Legend series, FC Barcelona versus Real Madrid, live in LA on February 22nd at BMO Stadium. For tickets and exclusives, go to wearehouseofheroes.com.